GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Speaking of hot, I guess I should remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Nikki, I currently do not have the Phil Baker special, which I am going to try to talk extremely slow and deliberate to see if I can get to it.
I was
going to
say, I'm doing the exact same
and
thing.
And if
Let's
you
see.
Can beat me to it by stretching it out.
All right, here we go.
I can
we got
find it.
It.
Oh,
we got it.
Me?
We got it.
Which Wednesdays? Thanks to Jason and the team for bringing lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. It's a Which Wednesday. Be sure to get carry out, curbside, or delivery from the Hertzbourne or Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch, dinner, or pool parties. Fully staffed, now open 7 days a week at both locations. Order online on or on the Which app. Which Superior Sandwiches. Did I step in front? Did I cut you off? Were you excited?
No, I was about to do the read if you didn't have it. That's all.
Yeah.
We're good.
I found it as quick as I possibly could. Phil Baker, please set aside the wicked for me, and I'm taking Steve's Cali Club for my post, my late night sky vodka post.
That's the play.
Post midnight.
Get the guac on there.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite one too.
I might add my own guacamole later on. I might just put some extra stuff on that one.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting all kinds. First off, thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you to all my friends. Thank you to
the
everyone.
Protectors.
Yeah. So I don't know how that that bled through, but nonetheless, if you heard the discussion over the
was there a particular reason you gave me? Are you overcompensating by giving me three sound sheets?
No. It just those are. There should be three, so I just put one on each mic. But no, we just printed too many.
Okay.
So it was one of those things. It's like, well, we have too many of them. Let's find a use for them.
Okay.
So.
I'm like, hey, save the trees next time, man.
Yeah, no, I just, I hate woodlands. What can I say?
Okay. Well, this is what was going to happen. When Steve was here and he was talking about the softball team made him feel like
kickball,
a little more trust in Coach Satterfield. We were going to blindly play sound sheet six. Now I want to know blind sound sheet or quote number six.
Ready?
I'm ready.
We did lose some production off last year in the receiver room. Guys, they were very talented, but I think this bunch right here is just as good, if not better. Mortimer's status still unknown at this point, so he's not here right now. We should get maybe some clarity over the next couple weeks on that.
Steve was going to talk about who we're missing, and I was going to ask Steve. This is what I was going to ask Steve on his question. Because I want, that's a short clip. I'm going to want you to play that again. But here's the thing. I want to test the listeners on this one. I want to test you as well. Okay, talking about the receivers, talking about production. We lost Watkins. We lost Harrell. Steve said it yesterday. Receiver, you got some athletes. You can replace receivers. There's a lot of athletes. Receiver, I know what I'm doing. You don't know what I'm doing. If we're on the right page, good offense beats good defense any day. Okay? Do I believe Satterfield when he says we're as good as or better in the wide receiver room? Play it one more time.
We did lose some production off last year in the receiver room. Guys, they were very talented, but I think this bunch right here is just as good, if not better. Mortimer's status still unknown at this point, so he's not here right now. We should get maybe some clarity over the next couple weeks on that.
I think he's glass half full.
Yeah.
I think he's glass half full. Listen, Coach Satterfield is starting to be more transparent to us, whether intentionally or unintentional. He's starting to be more transparent. We know things that get under his skin. Steve brought up the point, the Wake Forest, the bad call at the end of half. That being the first thing he thought of. I could hear him physically thinking about Tyler Harrell when he made that answer. You remember when during the summer, when there was some it wasn't a jab, but right around the time Coach Saban was having his back and forth
right.
with Texas A&M. What's my coach's name? Texas A&M head coach.
Jimbo.
Jimbo Fisher, right?
Yeah.
And then there was the Satterfield. I don't know if he said Harrell was tampered with, but around that time, didn't he like insinuate that? I don't know if he came out and blatantly said it, but
he came out pretty hard.
I remember he got a little spicy about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, when he's getting asked the question, and I'm Satterfield on this one. Like when I'm a fan, when I'm a college football fan, I don't care about tampering. I don't care about tampering. The reason I don't is because, or the reason I think a lot of former Division I athletes don't care about tampering is because everyone made decisions based on either limited information, misinformation, or mistrust, you know? Anytime, like the joke is, everybody thought about transferring at some point. The Division I athlete joke that is the easiest, most unwritten joke is your coach at some point has made you say, I don't know what I was thinking coming here, right?
Right.
So when you see a kid get tampered with, it's like, I wish after a practice I could have talked to every other school. I mean, at the end of the day, you say, okay, I'm glad I didn't transfer. And, you know, I love my experience and all that. And, you know, whatever. But, you know, if you were able to have bad games, the coach is giving you a hard time, or he's not playing you, or you feel like you're being unfairly treated, if you could be tampered with in every offseason, you would have been here for it. So, as a former player, Tyler, I feel you. I feel you. As a Louisville fan, Alabama, you damn cheaters.
Right.
You bunch of cheaters. If I'm Satterfield, I'm like, this has got to stop today. No more transferring. No more tampering. No more, you know, when my guys are going out. But listen, when he's bringing guys in, got a better program than MTSU. Come on over here. Do you realize...
So everyone's picking on everybody.
Yes.
It's just
under the radar. I think our cornerback we got from MTSU, Quincy, I can't think of his last name at the moment. He's like second in the NCAA in interceptions. Imagine just
looking it up real fast.
Poaching
Quincy Riley.
Quincy Riley. Look up, like, type in his name real quick and just give me a quick, you know, if we got a bio on him, if we got a gocards.com bio, I want you to read that real quick. Like, imagine being MTSU and you got a cornerback who's also a track guy. Shout out to Moms Kelly. His mom is also part of the Midnight family, in case you didn't know that.
Nice.
Yeah. Imagine poaching the second leading interception guy in Division One. Like it ain't nothing. To Louisville.
I'm reading. I didn't see it on the Go Cards website, but I'm reading.
If he didn't have an official bio up yet.
I didn't see it. I'm not to say it's not there, but I didn't see one. So I'm reading this off of MTSU's website.
Uh-huh.
2021, his redshirt freshman year, played in 9 games, ended with 33 tackles, voted first team All-Conference USA, named to the PFF All-Conference USA first team. This is his redshirt freshman year, by the way. He did miss a couple of games due to injury.
Wait, this is 2021?
2021, yeah. He'd been there. Well, he got the redshirt freshman and the COVID year.
Okay.
So, yeah. So he's listed as a freshman from 2019 to 2021, which is a little confusing. But, yeah. So he's got eligibility left. So that's good.
Yeah, I'm not making a joke about that. Go ahead and
named all conference USA all freshman in his true freshman.
Yeah. Yeah. Grab that really quick. I want to see Andrew Mullins. Shout out Andrew Mullins, DBF Mortgage. So I do believe Satterfield as good as. Yeah. Oh yeah. I got the unmute. As good as. I did get that. I think he is an as good as, but not a better. I think he likes what he has in the transfer. I think he likes his growth in his players. I think depth-wise, he'd take this one over last. But the take the top off guys, I mean, you lose a kid to Alabama, it's like, ouch. You lose a kid to Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin, it's like, ouch. So I get, you know, like I said, Coach, I do get that 100%.
But it's also...
Yes, say it, Nikki. You're right. Say it.
Isn't it also sort of like...
Listen, I don't want to say the guy's name. I've told the story. I've told it 1,000 times. I'm scarred to this day by this. This New England Patriot wide receiver that took my girl from me when I was in college.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's sort of like...
Listen, a New England Patriot... Came in town, Derby. Just took
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Oh, it wasn't even like. And I could listen.
I was about to play it, but then I remembered. I'm not going to play that drop.
She told me what they did in a 48-hour period, and I'm just like,
can't compete with that.
I can't compete with that. I can't compute.
And, chalk that one up as an L.
And Nikki, I even tried to work through it. I tried to work through it. It's never going to be the same. And it'll be at least 2 years before I can at least even think about matching that. And it's just like,
yeah. Right. It's like, well, but at the same time, it's like... I had something worthy of being poached.
Had a poachable chick.
Right.
And I'm
if
saying,
Ryan Gosling came in and just snatched Jeanette up, I'd be like, well, I understand. Number one, way better abs, more money.
I got to take the loss.
But at the same time, it's like, nice. I had something that Ryan Gosling wanted.
How did Alabama even know about Harrell? Because they knew he was explosive. But that's what I'm saying. He was on the list of the most explosive. I mean, when he got here, though, everybody... Listen, Harrell was going, like, to LSU or something when we took him.
Right.
Yeah, like, we just caught him early, fell in love with Louisville, you know. He was
a track star, right?
Yeah, he was from that southern area running a crazy, insane speed number. So Alabama just... They probably...
probably noticed him.
What do you tag Wales and what do you... You know, you tag... tag dolphins and send them out in the ocean.
Yeah. Study their migratory patterns.
I guarantee they went to a camp, took his ear.
It's only heard a second.
Listen, we'll be calling you in a year. Don't worry about it. We don't have a scholarship space for you right now. Go get some workout. Go work out up in Louisville for a little while and get some cute little stats. And
he had a couple of highlights,
too. Oh, I know.
They had that last drive against Clemson. Was he the one? He's the one that made that insane catch down the sideline. That was like a 40-yard. What wasn't it? Like the one that kept the drive alive and then really kind of put them in scoring position?
Put it this way. He was one of the only guys out there that we knew, that we were like, okay.
Right.
He's a dude. Like he can make us win these games.
Right.
Like when you get that vibe. So yeah, now it's going to be more of a system again, you know, instead of just the playmate. Point being, I don't want to get lost down that road. There is sound. Okay. Where's Coach Tomlin? Ooh, I don't know, but I like that. G Mister says, in the words of Coach Tomlin, we don't want hostages, we want volunteers. I like that.
That's a good phrase.
Which other one stood out? I don't like that one. Number three, difference between this year and last year.
There's a couple of new rules that came out this year, whereas we added a football into some of our training in the summertime, it's the first time we've been able to have a football. Not long, a couple of times a week for 30 minutes, we were able to go out with a football and do some football-type drills, throwing and catching. And, you know, as far as the weight room goes, you're always going to have the running and the lifting. I mean, I don't care what program you go to, you're going to have that, but it's in the approach. It's how you go about that. And I think, you know, Ben's approach and what he's done in there, he's got his own spin to things. He's very positive in the way he approaches it. But we don't move on to the next thing until they all get it right. And I think, you know, that part's been awesome to see. Hey, you know, that's not right. There's a standard we're trying to work up to. So you have to get it right before we move on to the next thing. The guys, once they got that, you know, they were awesome, you know, as far as that goes.
As a Denny Crum disciple, as a member who is directly tutored by the man who created the sport of basketball, right. I am the family tree of the creation of basketball. That is music to my ears. We will do this over and over and over and over again. Do you have the Denzel drop? On perfect demand. We will be perfect in everything we do. Listen, again, people, imagine right now I could go on a basketball court and I could put X's down. I can literally put X's down, and I bet you I would be within, a basketball court. I would be within 3 inches of the exact X spot that Coach Crum, and not with the line, I'm talking about freehand. The spots you're supposed to be at on a basketball court in the high post offense. And I think anybody who's ever played for Coach Crum right now, I don't 40 years, 50 years, you can go put X's on the court right now. Within 3 inches of where they were when you were a college student. He had wing, you know, the X, you know, the X is on the wing spot, the X at the point guard spot, the elbow on either side. Like, because listen, during conditioning, this is what Coach Satterfield talks about. You go through conditioning, you got these X's. We had a tennis ball because mm-hmm. You weren't allowed to have a basketball. He believe it's still. This is caveman rules, NCAA, golly. We would have to run these plays with a tennis ball just so you could know where you're supposed to be at, you know.
Right.
But we can have a basketball. So those X's, you just learned your patterns, you know, you just learned your designs of what you're supposed to be doing. So everybody had to know everybody's patterns. So, but here's the thing, imagine five X's on a court and you're running a pattern for 4 weeks of conditioning. So drills of just going to these X's that are the offense. Run, you know, practice time starts. You run a 3-hour practice and you spend the first hour running those to those same X's, and everybody's switching in, same X's. It's like you talk about hypnosis of knowing something. So it's like, yes. And everybody had to get every spot right.
Right.
But we're doing it again and again. And when everybody got perfect at it, we could run it for 20 minutes and then get start hooping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And then maybe build on it, right?
Yeah. Now he's throwing in this extra stuff. Everybody knows their patterns the right way. So, yeah, point being, everybody gets it right. Everybody has to know every spot, or we start over from the beginning. If we're going to run a drill, if we're going to run a 90-second drill where we have to get 30 buckets in 90 seconds, that means you cannot miss. Nobody can miss, you know, any kind of layups and stuff. We even had to start dunking. We had to start dunking the right way so that the guy running to take the ball out of the rim to start the, you know, going up and down. So you can imagine, like, if you're dunking, don't let it hit the back of the rim and then go wild.
Right.
So you had to start dunking it straight through so the ball drops perfectly. So imagine a whole team of everybody just dunking it perfectly just so we can beat the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a joke when Denzel says, you know, no, we need to do this perfect. We need to be sure-handed. And if you miss the ball after it comes out of the net, you just lost a second.
A quarter of a second.
You
half
lost
a second,
second, right, and a half if you have to double back. And it's like, coach, come on. You're doing too much now. Like, no, coach. This is stupid, coach. Look,
but then you do it enough, and it's like, oh, damn, this is actually
right. No, you
Jesus
don't.
Worth the
no, you don't realize. No, you don't realize how awesome it is till 15 years later.
Right.
Yeah, because even when you move along, you're like, man, my coach was bugging. But I do. I do like that. Ooh, did they steal this from? Did they steal this from Kenny Payne? Number 7.
Throughout the summer, they were, you know, like one example would be, you know, get with a partner and tell them what your why. You know, why are you doing what you're doing? So they would share that with each other. And then the next session we had the following week, the opposite person had to explain my why. And then I'll explain his why, because we wanted that the connected, you know, to be connected there together and understand why I'm here. Because I think if I know a little bit more about you, then when we go out here and perform and play, then I want to have your back just a little bit more. And that's just one example of kind of what some of the things that we did within that. But that went on all summer, and we had, I think there was 12 different, you know, topics that we used throughout the summer.
I like them intermingling position groups too. So it's not just y'all defensive group against our cornerback groups, and making you explain to your teammates, what's your motivation? are you trying to get money, or, you know, what you doing? You got a child at home, you got a girl you trying to impress, you know, like, what is your why? Like, you gotta get moms together, you know, just I like that. I enjoy that. I hate that Souders is the first one to do that, though. It's like, y'all should always have a team building. Tell me why you're doing that.
Right.
It's funny. Coach Davenport always gives me a little bit of an issue, right? No, not an issue. This stood out to Coach Davenport. Hey, everybody, I just want you to tell something about yourself. So I came to Louisville, you know, my senior year, we do the little share something about yourself, team kumbaya thing, whatever. This is our what's your why, or so, or an interesting fact about yourself. By the time I lived in Louisville for 4 years, I said, I've never lived in one place this long. You know, like, Clarksville is close, but military brat, you move every 2 years, every two,
that's a good point.
Two or three
yeah.
years. Boom, 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 boom. I'm Texas, Alabama, California, Germany, you know what I'm saying? Like, I move. So man, I've been here about as long as I've been anywhere else in my life. Just like, it's pretty weird. It's like, is this home now? Did we just become best friends?
Couple do more karate in the garage.
No, I used to hang in my garage so I could grow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Listen, I'm responsible for our garage door not opening and closing because I used to hang on the garage door tracks to try to make my body grow.
Do you think it worked?
Yes.
I'm so pissed off, man. I don't know what I did.
Or didn't do?
Seriously. Maybe I didn't sleep enough. I've always been a bad sleeper, but, man, I was projected. Nah, I don't think it would happen. But when I was younger, like, you know, they do the growth chart thing. It's like, well, you know, if he's this age and he's this big and you're that tall and your dad's that tall and that, like, I was supposed to be like 6'2", 6'3". And I'm just saying, things would have been different.
How tall is Bob?
Pops is like 6 feet. He says 6'1". He's probably 6 and change.
Was he younger 6'1" and had to give back the inch?
I think like he will fight you. He's like, I am 6'1". And then Jamie, who is an actual, like, 6'1", like, whispered to me, so he's not 6'1". He's like, but don't tell Dad that. And I was like, all right. He's like 6 and change. And I'm technically, I say I'm 6 feet. I'm technically 5'10", 3/4", 5'11", depending on the time of the day.
I have to ask this really quick delegation question.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a last commercial break.
Right.
Because I will play this Lottie Stockwell. Like, I will do this. Delegation question. Mm-hmm. Did you always have a wall in the house, not a wall, in the doorway where you did the heights?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah. We had the little markers. I still remember, like, the different color pen my mom would use each year.
Oh, so yeah. Each kid had their own color?
Kind of. Well, it just happened to be, I think, that year, like, and also to differentiate it, like, mom used a red pen one year. She used a green pen
on a white
year.
Wall?
Yeah, like beige, you know. So okay. It showed up.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Okay, so because I remember we had like a brown oak, but we were like making marks, and it was like we're gonna get in trouble. Oh, but here's the problem: me and my brother were measuring each other every other day, so we were
just so it was just like a bunch of different. It almost looked like a design.
We looked like we were keeping like the Mayan calendar or something on that wall. We look like the cave, the first number system. What's it called? The abacus, the first number systems on our everywhere. We tore up every walkway in our home. Had height things.
Man, I was sad when the growing pains stopped coming though, because I was like, oh, that's a growing pain. It's like, Nick, you're.
When did you accept that you're not growing anymore?
25. That's what I finally was like. You know what? Because I was like 21, 5. The worst part was this, man. I don't know what happened, but I went to, make fun of me if you will, but I was that kid that went to his pediatrician until like he was like I was Ross from like Friends. Like I just went to her. She was cool.
Yeah.
Like,
but who knows more about your health than your pediatrician?
Right. So my ass was going to see her since, like until I was like 22, but it's kind of weird when it's like, so, Doc, is this syphilis? And, like, the kid, like, down the hall has, like, chicken pox.
Right.
You know, she was like, you should probably go see an adult doctor. Like, you know, I love you, Nick, but it's time to move on.
And so, she had to kick you out the nest.
Yeah, a little bit. So I was like, can I still get a Spider-Man sticker? She's like, you can have one last Spider-Man sticker. You know, but anyway. The doctor or the assistant they had there.
Nikki, your growth plates are closed.
Oh, it's done. It's done. But this one year, like, from, like, 19 to 20.
Mm.
I went in there and they measured me and they were like, wow, you're 6'1". Like you grew like 2 inches. And I was like, I knew I was a late bloomer. Let's go. I was like, because I was 5'11 at 19, I was 6'1 at 20. And I was like, let's do it. Let's go. The next year I went, they're like, yeah, that guy that measured everybody the year before.
Oh no.
He was doing it from the top, not the bottom.
Oh,
and
no.
So, I mean, I was stoked. I put in the little team program, like for U of L hockey. I was I was like, I'm bumping this up to 6'2". You crazy? I was like, I'm 6'1". I was like, I'm 6'1" and change. Hell, I might put 6'3" in there, you know? And then the next year it was, oh yeah, no, you're 5'10 and 3/4". And I was like,
And
they were like, and then technically because of BMI you put on 6 pounds, so technically you're obese. And I was like, son of a bitch.
Did you win your malpractice lawsuit?
No. Should have.
Oh yeah,
I should have.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, you cost me $10 million with your right. mismeasurement. Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 The Ville.
I gotta feed the streets, my pistol gon' bleed the streets. Ski mask on my face, sometimes you gotta cheat to stay ahead in this jar. Drank surf like it's liquor. Street life, I have you catching up to God quicker. Yeah. Sticker, AK-40 to your lip bar. Let the chopper bang on you like a blood or a cripper. Flipper, so much bread, I'm a gymnast. Made so much money off of dummies, off of dummies.
Yeah, gang. I'm Mr. Body Catcher.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Go ahead and pull that down, Nikki, so I can jump into this announcement. Let me get over here to the inbox. I was bestowed the honor to make the announcement of the Kentuckiana Male High School Athlete of the Year. Drum roll, please. No, you don't have a drum roll, Nikki. You don't have a hotkey drum roll. Do you have it? Do you have it? 5, 4, 3, 2. Caleb Glenn, male high school. Males, Caleb Glenn, a University of Louisville commit. 6'7" Glenn averaged 21.6 points a game. Ranked 5th in the state in rebounding at 12.6 last season. Glenn spent the last 3 years at Mail under head coach Tim Hayworth. Glenn played his senior season of basketball at La Lumiere. Lumiere is a college prep boarding and day school in LaPorte, Indiana. Glenn's top moment may have come in the 7th region championship game when his buzzer-beating jump shot clinched an 82-80 triple overtime victory over Ballard. Sorry, Ballard. Congratulations to one Caleb Glenn for Male High School Athlete of the Year. We're so proud of you. I hope you and Kenny Payne work out a deal where you can decommit and just jump up the rankings, you know, as an open free agent and then re-sign and recommit to the University of Louisville just so I don't have to listen to Kenny Payne's class. Decommit. Watch how awesome Caleb Glenn is when he decommits. Watch how awesome he becomes.
Right, just shoots up.
There. Oh, just shoot, gonna shoot up every rankings board.
On three, 5-star.
Like he all of a sudden got colder the minute he decommitted from the university. Like, I don't know what. Look, I mean, can you explain? Look, has he played an extra game since then? No, we did some reevaluation and we went back and watched some game film he had early. Didn't realize, I mean, we had him severely underrated. I don't know what it is. Yeah, Caleb, you work that out with Kenny Payne just so we can get Kenny Payne his recruiting ranking bonus. If I'm a coach, don't even get away from me with these recruiting class ranking bonuses. Don't even try to put that in my contract. You kidding me? You kidding me? The young punks out here ranking these players, are you gonna get? You gonna say I'm gonna miss out on a $300,000 bonus for getting a top 10 recruiting class because some punk thinks that? Jeez. Speaking of other things that gross me out, make me sick, and irritate me beyond belief. This local company better be careful. I gotta read this, so let me hit this cough button really quick. Well, we only got a few more minutes. I got to read this before we get out of here, people. A statement from Stephen F. Stapleton, counsel for Coach Richard A. Pitino.
Uh-oh. Do I need to play the donut?
Had you not heard this before? Did you read it? You had already read it, right?
Wait, which one is this one?
The statement that came out yesterday.
Okay. Do it again.
A statement Please. From Stephen F. Stapleton, counsel for Coach Richard A. Pitino. The story published by the Louisville Courier-Journal yesterday contains obsolete and inaccurate information. Because Coach Pitino is required to maintain the confidentiality of the IARP process, he is unable to detail the inaccuracies. We can state on his behalf, however, that the September 30th, 2021 amended notice of allegations has not been modified or amended by the Complex Case Unit and is a publicly available document. As Coach Pitino has repeatedly stated, he did not authorize any payment to any recruit or student athlete or family member and had no knowledge of any such payment.
Well,
y'all better be careful.
Plot thickens.
Rick say, I hear y'all. And I'm watching. And I'm serious. I ain't stopping. So what up? In the words of the great poet, T.I. Because I hear you. And I'm watching. And I'm serious. That money I left on the table at Louisville, I'm coming to get from the Courier Journal if y'all keep my name out y'all mouth. You write my name in something journalistic, you better be sure beyond a shadow of a doubt. Because listen, I still want my money from y'all. It's not quite the song, but...
I know, I was rushing, sorry. I know, you're right.
It's not quite the song, but I can handle that. I tell you what, people, that's the dismount for today. Safe travel, Stephen Rummage. Enjoy your time off.
Indeed, buddy.
Thank you for the family who looked out for Nikki.
Love you guys.
For the hundreds and hundreds of text messages, we are eternally grateful. Should have been a little quicker, though. As always, 8150, 93.9 is always the number. 3831, 93.9 is always the text line. The YouTube channel is always made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9, the Ville.
Good morning, I'm Nick Falvano, the Sports Center Update, brought to you by BJ Heating and Cooling. Call the experts who can trust BJHeatCool.com. Yesterday, U of L Football Media Day, Scott Satterfield met the media. He also sat down with Mark Innes and Luke Hancock on The Drive. Check that full interview out on the Podcast Center, the GE Appliances Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com. Also, defensive coordinator Brian Brown, he met the media. One of the topics covered, the addition of Momo Sanogo.
Number one, he plays the linebacker position, right? So at that position, you got to have a certain tenacity,
right?
You got to have
gotta be a little different.
Yes,
yeah.
You got to be a little different. You have to have some leadership qualities, and very sharp, and very smart. And he checks all those boxes. You can tell the difference when that kid is on the football field for us this spring, and when he's not. You know, with that group, and that says a lot.
To the UK side of things, former quarterback Bo Allen, he lands at Tarleton State in Texas. as his new transfer destination. And some scores from yesterday. Reds beat the Marlins 2-1. Game 2 of Cincy and the Fish tonight, 6-10. Reds also trading pitcher Tyler Molly to Minnesota for a trio of prospects. On the pitch, racing, they drew with the OL Reign 1-1. Bats, they fall to Indy 5-4. And in kickball, Team Nick Valvano get their first win in franchise history, beating Team Marcus Green 14-3.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.